This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Poll campaigning for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi will address election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold a roadshow in Mumbai this evening. We have a report.
In Dindori, Prime Minister will be canvassing in favour of Union Minister and BJP candidate Dr. Bharti Praveen Pawar, who is contesting against NCP-SP candidate Bhaskar Bhagre. Later, he will address a campaign rally in Kalyan Lok Sabha constituency where Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son and two-term MP Shrikant Shinde is contesting. In the evening, Shri Modi will hold a roadshow in Mumbai. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar and City BJP Chief Ashish Shela will accompany him in the roadshow. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Odisha, the electioneering is heating up for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address a number of poll rallies and roadshows in support of their respective party candidates in the state today. Mr. Shah will hold a roadshow at Cuttack this evening after addressing public meetings at Sorada under the Askar Lok Sabha seat and Baudh under Kandhamal parliamentary constituency, while Rahul Gandhi will join a back rally and address an election rally at Bolan Gir. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties are campaigning for their party and alliance today. Veteran BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will campaign for the party candidate Kaushal Kishore, who is seeking second term from Mohan Lal Ganj constituency. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Mahoba, Jalaun, Jhansi and Lucknow. He will hold a roadshow in Jhansi district. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political rally in Gaisari Assembly seat of Balrampur district, where by-election will be held in the sixth phase. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu and party leader Priyanka Gandhi will campaign in Rai Bareli for Rahul Gandhi. BSP Chief Mayawati will address political rally in Banda constituency. The Common University Entrance Test CUET-UG, scheduled for today, has been postponed for Delhi centres due to unavoidable reasons. In a statement, the National Testing Agency said the examination will now be held on the 29th of May. The revised admit cards will be issued for candidates appearing in centres across Delhi. It said the test papers, chemistry, biology, English and general test, which were earlier scheduled for today, has been postponed for the candidates appearing in centres across Delhi only. Singapore's deputy leader Lawrence Wong is set to be sworn in as the nation's fourth prime minister today. 51-year-old US-trained economist Mr. Wong will succeed 72-year-old Lee Hsien Loong, who stepped down after 2 decades at the helm. India Meteorological Department has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave to start over northwest India from tomorrow, including Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana, till the 18th of this month. It added that hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Maharashtra and Goa today and over Gujarat till tomorrow. The Met Department has also forecast of light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and Gujarat today. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings in Guwahati today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Rajasthan Royals, presently on the second position with 16 points in their pocket, will be aiming to secure a spot in the top four with a victory. Punjab Kings has already been eliminated from their playoffs. Yesterday, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 19 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. With this win, Delhi jumped to the fifth spot, ending the season with 7 wins, 7 losses and 14 points, while Lucknow dropped to seventh position with 6 wins, 7 losses and 12 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.